Okay, Arizona State coach Todd Graham has joined us, and the Sun Devils host Washington on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. Your first question comes from Kevin Gimbel, ESPN.com.
Hey, coach, every week you talk about a new opportunity. What does this week's opportunity present for you guys?
Well, I think a big one. You know, up to, you know, obviously this time of year, you know, is where, every weekend counts. Every win is big. And in my guesstimation, you know, I watch every game pretty much in our league with the opponents that we have left on our schedule every week. And University of Washington, obviously, no doubt in my mind, the top 25 program in the country, one of the most talented teams on our schedule. We haven't played anybody more talented than them. I think they would rank right with USC as far as their physical ability. And we're sitting here 2-0 in the South, 2-1 overall, and we're competing for the Pac-12 South Championship. And we, obviously, this is a very, very important game going against one of the best teams in the Pac-12. So it's we talked to our players about it. It's a single elimination tournament, and we control our own destiny right now. So this is a must-win situation for us. And our guys know that, and they know how talented Washington is. They're coming off two tough losses to two of the best teams in the country. So this is a big game for our guys, and our guys know it.
That shoulder pass from Taylor to Jalen has kind of become their signature. How much timing is required for a throw like that, especially from two guys who haven't really worked together all that much?
You know, that's a great question. You know, I coach Chase Clement and Jarrett Dillard at Rice. That's all they did all summer long, and we really believe in that throw. And being a defensive coach, you know, I think it's really hard to defend, and I think they're the most prolific tandem in the history of college football, those two guys from Rice. And Taylor and I, you know, we talked about when Jalen got here. Jalen didn't get here August 7th, so they have really connected. But they're not even close to being where they're on the same page on that throw. So think about how good they've done at this point, and they're just scratching the surface. So it takes a lot of time. We spend a lot of time on that. You know, we spend at the end of practice every day. We spend 10 minutes doing it, 5 minutes at the beginning of practice, and reps throughout practice. But he doesn't throw that ball. He throws that back shoulder to only a few guys on our team, and obviously Jalen being the primary target that we do that with. So that, it's a lot of precision. It's a lot of feel. It's not a, you know, it's ball going to be thrown at 12, is going to be thrown at 18, it's going to be thrown at different spots. It's a, what we call a man throw, and it's a feel throw, and it's getting a feel for each. Because obviously, if they don't, you know, cover the wind fade, we'll throw the wind fade, and then if they're over the top, we'll throw the back shoulder. So they're reading the coverage, if that makes sense. And I think it's something that takes a lot of time to develop. And the good news is our guys are really good. Jalen and Raheem are really good at it right now, and they're only going to get better every single day.
Great. Thanks, Coach.
Your next question comes from Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
Piggybacking off of Kevin, you guys run defense. When it's not going well, what's the problem?
The problem's probably been that we've just played some really, really good people. I mean, we did, you know, like, for instance, you look at the Stanford game. You know, we played, they're very difficult. They play 7, 8, 9 offensive linemen, and we did really well in most of those snaps, you know, against the run. And the thing that's been our nemesis this year is just the big play. We've give up big play runs. Wisconsin, they didn't do anything inside the tackles, and they hit us with 2-speed sweeps, you know, 1 for 70 yards. You need to take the 2-speed sweeps out, they had 125 yards rushing. So we are a lot better against the run than we were last year. I think the team that really hurt us the most in the run game was USC, and they were really, really good. We got hurt on some, you know, mostly it's been perimeter run has been the issue, and been mental errors, you know, on the edges. So, you know, it's not, you know, we worked really hard, you know, not to get, you know, and gotten bigger and more physical inside, and we're holding up a lot better. So if we can get some mental errors and some alignment things straight, you know, and quit giving up the big play, that's the big play is what's hurt us in the run game.
And that brings me to my next question, because Oregon, pretty much that's one of their things on defense, is they never give up the big play, and they gave up two big rushing touchdowns to Bishop Sankey.
He's
what
really
do you
good.
See from Sankey on film?
He's really good. I mean, on that, the play you're talking about, broke two tackles. You know, that's the key. The key to run defense is great tackling. And at times, you know, what's happened to us is we've been outflanked or had a guy, you know, misaligned, and they pop the line of scrimmage, and then we miss a tackle on the edge. Every big play that's given up in the run game, there's always going to be a missed tackle involved in it. So I think he's, you know, obviously in this league every week you play against great running backs. Trey Mathis from USC is the best that we've played against to this point. Sankey reminds me a lot of him. I mean, a guy that is a bruising type runner is going to make you tackle him. That's what really makes him good. He's not going down just because you hit him. You're going to tackle him. And on both those big plays, he broke several tackles. So we got to do a great job of tackling and gang tackling. You know, obviously, you know, one guy's a challenge to bring him down. And obviously, I do think the key too is getting him, you know, getting in their backfield. You know, we got to you know, penetrate, attack, and be on, you know, don't sit there and try to, you know, sit back and defend everything that they're doing. We need to attack on their side of the football. So, you know, I think Oregon obviously does a great job defensively, and they had big plays against them. And I'll be honest with you, only thing that's beaten Washington to this point, special teams beat them against Stanford. You know, they held Stanford to less than 300 yards and got beat. And then last week against Oregon, what killed them in that game, turned the football over, and turned the football over on Oregon's end. That really, really hurt them. So that was the difference, I think, in the last two games for them. So obviously that's the plan for us. We've got to attack, initiate contact on their side of the football, create turnovers and things like that, and then we can't allow the big play. And that's been our, you know, if I knew how to fix that, I surely would have fixed it by now. But we played in a lot of games. Notre Dame, we didn't give up any long runs or long touchdown runs. We've done it against Wisconsin. We had a big run, about 30 yards against Stanford. USC, we had several, you know, two or three, you know, big long runs. And I think the backs have a lot to do with that. But that's the thing that we've got to do a better job of, and the tackling is the number one thing.
Great. Thank you.
You bet.
Your next question comes from Tony Jones, Salt Lake Tribune.
Hey, Coach. You know, everybody, you know, focuses on the top of the conference right now. Obviously, Oregon and Stanford and UCLA are doing well. But with, you know, wins like yours over Wisconsin and wins like Utah over Stanford, what does it say for the depth of the conference as a whole?
I mean, if there's a better conference, top to bottom, you know, I think Pac-12 is the best conference. When you look at what Whittingham is doing at Utah. I mean, this year is phenomenal. I mean, I loved it. I watched that. I watched that entire game the other night. The defensive coordinator is doing a tremendous job. How they game plan that game, and just the spirit, the enthusiasm, the crowd is unbelievable. I mean, I think that's probably you look at that. Here's a team, Utah's going in that game with two conference losses and then beat one of the best teams, if not the best team at that time in the conference. So it just talks to the parity. You look and you see Oregon, you see Stanford, you see UCLA, Washington, Utah, Arizona State, Arizona. I mean, there's not a week off. There's anybody could beat anybody in this conference, and it's a very well-coached conference. And probably the biggest challenge in this conference is playing defense week in and week out. I mean, you better be innovative. You can't sit in the same thing every week and be successful. But this conference is strong. And you know, I've only been in here, this is my second year. When I came to the conference, I thought it was good. It's a lot better than I thought it was, and it's already gotten better. You look at the coaching and the job that the guys are doing is phenomenal. I mean, you look at the improvement that Utah's made offensively in 1 year. I mean, it's phenomenal what they've been able to do. And I was thoroughly impressed with what they did defensively the other night. I thought it was phenomenal. And, that's the key. You got to play with it. Right now, man, down the stretch, it's going to be the team that wants it the most, that plays with the greatest spirit. And, obviously, defense is going to be a big factor in that.
That being said, what's been the one overriding reason for the improvement of the league over the last two or three years?
You know, I don't know. I think obviously you've had, you know, a lot of new coaches, Coach Leach coming in, Coach Rodriguez. You look at the different coaches that have come into the league. You got two air raid offenses. You've got Coach Rodriguez's run and gun, what he's doing. You got Oregon's offense up there that's very, very unique. Then you got Stanford's power offense. You got our offense and what we do. You know, so you have such diversity in the offenses, and they're so explosive. You look at the top 20 offense in the country, and almost every one of them are from the Pac-12. Then you look at the level of pass rushers we have in this league. So a lot of it has to do with personnel. But I think that I can tell you this: you have to work every week from a coaching standpoint. This is one of the best coach conferences. I think that you look at the job and what I mean is just the diversity in schemes and what you're seeing from week to week is a huge challenge. And so I think it's one of the things that sets it apart from everywhere else. And I think it has a lot to do with the dynamic players that we have in this league. You look at the bar kid from UCLA. You look at the quarterbacks in the league, and what they're doing is phenomenal. So there's a lot of great players, but I do think that the coaching, job Coach Moore has done at UCLA. I mean, you look at Coach Shaw, what he does there. Obviously, what Coach Kelly and Helfrich have done at Oregon. I mean, and then you add the new people in the league, and just how competitive it is. There's not any conference, I think, if you look around the country that really, obviously there's teams at the top. Which I believe that Oregon right now is probably as good as anybody in the country. But you look at the middle part of it, there's great depth and strength in this league.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
You bet.
All right, we've got time for one last question.
Your final question comes from John Villanca, YahooSports.com.
Hey, Coach, you've got one of the most prolific offenses in the league as well as one of the top-rated quarterbacks. You expect another shootout in the Saturday?
I don't know. I just want to have a game where we win by 1 point. That's all. I think that this is going to be an exciting game to watch because they have really, really explosive players on offense, and we have really, really explosive players on offense as well. And they're fast and explosive and attacking on defense, and so are we. They've got great return people, so do we. So there's going to be a lot of speed and athleticism. So, I look for a very, very exciting game.
Thank you, Coach.
Okay.
All right, that'll do it. Todd, appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you, bud.
All right, we'll see you.